service, where service is their specialty. Proud sponsor of This Morning with Stacey Brotzel and Daryl McIntyre on 630 CHED.
Good morning. It is 8:08 on your Tuesday morning. This next topic actually sent shivers running down my spine because often when I'm on holiday, especially, I think I have a better sort of smartphone plan now where it's unlimited data. It doesn't seem to hurt as much. But
if
you stay in Canada, on a roaming package, though, it can get pretty expensive. So as soon as you find some kind of free Wi-Fi, you're at a restaurant, it's like, woo, bonus, I can now post to Instagram, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because you hope that if you're in a reputable spot, so an airport or a nice restaurant or whatever, that's going to be a safe place to access public Wi-Fi.
Do we even think about safety, though?
Or
do
no, you just think I about, just, oh, geez, is it available?
Oh, free. Okay, yeah. That's awesome.
You know, I'm just gonna use it.
Yeah.
It's perfect. I mean, who cares what I'm doing?
Lots of people. And we're banking on our phones now. Mm. Some people have their credit cards on their phones as well. How safe is our money? How safe is our information? John Zabiak is a chair of NATE's cybersecurity program, and he's joining us on the phone. And apparently we've been told that his entire class is listening in because he's teaching in the middle of, this is the start of the work day, if you will.
Good morning, John. Good morning, class.
Good morning.
Hi. Hi, Nate. It is our alma mater, both of us, so we're big fans of Nate, so thanks for joining us today.
This all comes out of us. Sorry. Didn't mean to. It was nice of them to say hi back, by the way. Hey, John, this all comes out of the story of a local woman who ended up losing something like 10 grand and believes that it had to do with being on public Wi-Fi, that somebody was able to get into her account and basically drain her line of credit, and that the bank, BMO, isn't giving that money back. So she's hooped. How likely is it that this is related to public Wi-Fi? She said she had been on a trip to Vegas, for example, and may have used public Wi-Fi. How realistic is that?
I mean, there's always a possibility. If you're using a network that you don't know about, that you've never used before, it's a public Wi-Fi network, you really have to wonder who's running that network and be aware of what the settings are. Is it a secured network? Do you have to sign in? Or is it just absolutely free? You can connect. Mm. You should always be concerned about networks that you connect up to if you don't know them.
So, for example, I was wondering about if you've had a nice restaurant or if you're using the airport Wi-Fi, for example, the free public Wi-Fi at EIA. Are those safe, and is that a relative term?
Safe is a relative term. The network in itself could potentially be compromised. There's a number of different things that could be done to compromise the network. So safety comes in many layers. The first one, if you absolutely need network connection, I mean, people are going to go for it. Ideally, if you're doing any kind of banking or anything like that, you should switch over to your cellular plan. That's when you use those expensive minutes to do your banking or purchasing if you really need to. And then if you're just surfing somewhere else, maybe you could put a little more trust in the network. But another thing that people can look at is the use of a VPN. So when they do go out on these networks, like in the restaurant or the airport or at Starbucks, everything that you do on that network will be encrypted from where you're going out and coming back into your system. So even if somebody was able to eavesdrop on that network, they won't be able to see what you're doing. They won't be able to capture your credentials.
So how do we know which Wi-Fi is okay and which ones are dodgy?
Oh, that's an interesting topic. And it's a difficult thing to answer. There are technologies available right now that can mimic or imitate wireless networks. So you might think you're connecting up to a well-known secured network, but in fact, you're not. That's not a tool that everybody has, but it's not beyond the grasp of a lot of people to be able to do that. So again, anytime you're using the network that is not yours, you really need to be careful and think about what you're doing on that network.
Does it make a difference? I don't understand how this all works. If somebody can get access to something I'm doing on my phone, can they get access to everything else that's on my phone? I now have through Apple Pay, I have a Visa card loaded into the phone, for example. I do use an app for the bank, but I'm not necessarily signed in at all times. If they access your phone, even if you're not doing anything that's financial, can they get to that stuff?
Yes and no. They can, but it's very difficult, and it takes a very skilled person to be able to do that. So the odds of that happening are very low that somebody would do that. Typically, that would come in the form of a Trojan. So you click on an app because it looks like it's really fun, a new game or something, you know, like Elf Bowling. I don't know if you remember back in the days when we had Elf Bowling, but it looks like a fun game at Christmas, and people were downloading it all over the world. And when you ran it, yeah, there were little elves on a bowling lane, and you could roll a bowling ball at them and knock down the elves. But at the same time, it installed the Trojan on your system, which was then able to take control of your computer in the background without you knowing it. So things do exist like that for phones, but they're less common on phones. They're more common on computers, mm-hmm. but they do exist.
How long does it take for a hacker? If you're sitting down to Starbucks and you're a coffee shop or somewhere, how long does it take for them to get into your phone? Like if you're just there for 5 minutes and access Wi-Fi, is that not enough time or does it matter?
No, just accessing the network won't allow them into your phone. They can only do something if this is actually what's happening. They would be able to see the traffic that you're sending from your phone to whatever websites you're connecting to. So if you just connect to the network and do nothing, they can't get in your phone. Even if you're going places, they can't get into your phone just from that, because all they can do is watch the traffic fly by. It's like standing at the side of the road and watching the cars drive by. So you can't actually do anything to the car. You can just watch it go by.
And that's how they get into your banking. So if you're on public Wi-Fi and you're doing some banking, they can get some of that information?
They basically get that information from the traffic that they see going by. So they can actually capture your login, your username and password, and they could see which bank you just logged into, because they'll see traffic going to, oh, TD.com. Oh, look, there's what looks like a username, and there's a password.
So it sounds like the main tips are find a secure network, one that you have to log into through, say, like I said, the airport or certain restaurants, whatever, they require a password. That's one way to do it?
Mm-hmm. That is one way to do it. That way, at least you're verifying that you're connecting to that network's Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. Quite often, the ones that are the false or the mimic wireless networks, there will be no portal, no having to enter a new username or anything like that. It'll just connect you right up.
Secondly, don't do any financial stuff on any kind of public Wi-Fi. That's just don't go to cellular. But what about something like my Visa card on through Apple Pay or something like that? Can hackers access, or is it only stuff you're then putting out that they can access for the most part?
On a network, it's only the stuff they're putting out.
Okay.
So if you've got your Visa card on Apple Pay, it's perfectly safe. There's no issue with that.
Cool. Okay. I think I can make myself safe.
All right. A lot of people are just saying that they stay away from public Wi-Fi altogether. But, you know, my kid uses it all the time because she's got a pretty small data plan. And you know, and I'm just a little cheap, so I like to save my data as much as I can.
Well, that's the thing. You have to decide where you want to save the money. Is it worth it to save it on your banking when you use the public Wi-Fi, or should you spend a little bit on your data plan?
John, do you use public Wi-Fi?
I typically do not, no.
Okay. All right. That's telling, isn't it? That's not bad advice.
You bet. John, thank you so much for your time. Get back to teaching that class. You have young minds to mold.
All right.
Hi, Nate students.
And bye, Nate.
Thank you.
Thank you. John and his class, he's chair of Nate's cybersecurity program, joining us this morning.
I love that. All right. Yeah, a lot of people weighing in. The only way a hacker can steal money from me is to physically mug me. Zero bank information on my phone. That's from Lyle this morning.
Yeah. And, you know, and the other one from AMFM, just assume all. And that's basically what John was saying. Just assume all public Wi-Fi is sketchy. And he also suggesting laying down the money for a good VPN app. If you are going, you know, that might be part of your lifestyle.
I don't know what that means.
You'll have to Google it or Bing it. Right. Search it up. Find out. Okay. Make sure you get a reputable VPN app.
Do I have to pay for this app? Or like, what do I have to go? I just have to download it and it's there or what?
Let's call John back. I think he's...
Sarah, do you know what he's talking about? Maybe it's just all the tech-savvy kids that know all about it.
Simple. We'll do a Google search during this commercial break.
All right, we will. All right, we're back in 3 minutes.
Immediate research.
This morning with Stacey Brotzel and Daryl McIntyre on 630 CHED, supported by Abe's Door Service, with 24/7 emergency service where you speak to an actual person. Visit abesdoor.ca.
Talking cybersecurity and not using public Wi-Fi if you value your banking information. But if you're just going on Instagram, I guess you could, well, I guess I could hack your Instagram, right?
Yeah, well, that's a possibility.
They could do some pretty gross stuff.
Although if you're already logged
like us.
In. Yeah, maybe they could. Although they can see it coming by. So if you're not actually in the act of logging in, from what John was saying, they can't really see it. So they can't dive into your account, but they can watch what you do as you do it. So make sure you're already signed in. The VPNs, so basically it stands for Virtual Private Network. There's a whole bunch of different apps. And just like any other kind of an app, you can do it. You can do some research on it and figure out which ones has the best ratings, etc. Most of these are free. And then if you want to upgrade and get more of a premium service, then you can buy more within. But you can just get the basic relatively free.
Yeah. So, a lot of people in the text line says a good VPN will cost you money monthly, but it's well worth it for your security. So it one suggestion from Joe says ExpressVPN or Surfshark. You won't be disappointed with either one.
If you're doing a lot of this kind of stuff, if you're traveling, again, as mentioned, most people have the multi-gig plans on their phones now that don't cost all that much money. So if you're in Canada and you're not roaming in some other country, well, just use your cellular service. I mean, what difference does it make?
Yeah, I think it's a huge factor when you go overseas or whether you're going down to the United States where your data plan is a little bit different. But yeah, I don't even think I sniff my data cap. I'm streaming Netflix on my data or anything.
I love the turns of phrases that suddenly start being created as time marches on. I don't think I even sniff my data cap is the sentence that just came out of your mouth. If you had heard yourself say that 10 years ago, and you said, I didn't even sniff my data cap. It
goes right up there with her term yesterday of, snow removing lotion?
Well, what are they
calcium
putting on the roads?
Chloride. It's calcium chloride. I get it, but you know,
it's a snow removal lotion. It's an exfoliant
that
for the roads.
They put on the Anthony Henday to make them drive good.
Coming up,
you know,
yeah,
I'm a wordsmith here,
drive
folks.
The sand and trucks goodly. Coming up a little later, Rocky Mountain Ice House has launched a winter patio. For dog guests, so you can bring a dog guest on a winter patio.
Yeah,
so it's outside, it's not
menu.
Inside. They have their own menu. We're checking out the menu for this. The dog menu includes a chicken breast or a burger patty. You can get chicken and rice pilaf, burger patty and rice. You can get three strips of bacon.
I'm wondering if this is available because the chicken breast is only $7.50. So I'm thinking it's probably a lot cheaper than the human chicken
breast.
Well,
you wouldn't get anything else. You wouldn't get any. You know, wouldn't be on a sandwich or wouldn't have a side or anything like that.
No,
you got to eat it out of a bowl.
With no cutlery.
So that's kind of interesting. We'll just dive into that because that was also part of a conversation earlier about lots of people are taking their dogs and their pets almost anywhere. You had a problem in a winter's because you ran into someone whose dog had piddled on the floor and then they just walked away.
Yep. You're in trouble if you do that. In my books and on
you're
my
in,
Facebook as well.
You're in trouble.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.